On a Tuesday, I chat with lecturer and meteorologist Martin Babigan. Martin joins me now. Hi, Martin. How are you?
Good morning, Shane. I'm all right. Thank you.
That's great. And surviving these hot days we've been having?
Well, this is this amazing weather patterns emerging. It's still staying with us. I don't think it's going to change quickly. Conditions are not there for to say La Nina is going to develop and La Nina is going to cool off the environment. It's not happening. And then all the conditions are El Nino, Southern Oscillation Index is all neutral. Bureau of Meteorology data shows it's neutral. And then the climate models outlook indicate tropical Pacific is likely to remain neutral all till autumn. And most of the survey model predicting that the oceans start warming up again, and then the heat condition is going to stay with us for a while. So I don't think this hot conditions, heat wave situation is going to ease off at this stage. It's going to be with us for a while. Looking at the weather forecast, looking now for us, for Gloucester and Hunter region, there's a low pressure trough extending from central Australia into southern New South Wales. The trough is expected to move northeast. And there's active thunderstorms activity visible in the satellite picture within this trough line. So there is a thunderstorms activity moving with this trough line towards the region. Behind this front, there'll be a relief completely. Weather pattern is going to change. There's going to be cool conditions and standard temperatures, and then it's going to virtually remove, it's going to become better condition than what hot conditions we're having now. The high pressure will dominate the area till about Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. By next Friday, and another situation is going to start developing. Heat conditions start moving in towards us. The hot conditions are as a result of dry continental air mass. Any two high pressures moving across drags the air from central Australia, from northwest, from northern part of Australia, central Australia. We call it dry continental air mass. That's the air mass which heats the temperature all the time. So whenever you get that air mass moving towards us, we're going to call it heat conditions, hot weather, very hot weather conditions. Looking at weather forecast for Gloucester for 2 weeks, looking at week one, looking at the Tuesday the 7th, I'm expecting severe thunderstorms with the showers. Showers and severe thunderstorms activity to the day. There is a probability, and I think Bureau is going to put a severe weather warning in regard to these weather conditions. The relative humidity is 52%. I'm expecting about 10 to 9 millimeters of showers coming out of this weather pattern. And then soil moisture is 23%, soil temperature 26 degrees. Wednesday is going to all comes to scattered rain, and there's a possibility of thunderstorms activity tomorrow too, but very limited at this stage. So we're going to call scattered rain showers tomorrow. Humidity 68%, 6 millimeters of rain showers, soil moisture 24%, soil temperature 24 degrees. On Thursday, I'll say few clouds. Humidity is going to be 29% and no rain. And then looking at soil moisture, 24%, soil temperature, 20 degrees. On Friday, I've got few clouds. Humidity dropping from 50% on Tuesday to 17% on Friday. So that tells an indication. Conditions start getting warmer. It means that hot air mass, dry continental air mass, start moving in towards the region. Indications are here that, yes, the moisture is decreasing and humidity is dropping. Guess what? Maximum temperature is going to go to 35 degrees on Friday. On Saturday, we call it hot day with a few clouds, relative humidity dropping to 19%, and then soil moisture 21%, soil temperature rising to 28 degrees. That's the land warming up and 28 degrees. And looking on Sunday, hot, mostly cloudy, relative humidity dropping to 15%, and soil moisture 21%, soil temperature 29 degrees. On Monday, light rain showers, humidity 65%, only 2 millimeters possible. And then soil moisture 21%, soil temperature 24 degrees. Week 2, looking at from 14th of February, few clouds, humidity 59%. Wednesday, few clouds, humidity 49%. Soil temperature is not going to change. It's going to be 20%, and soil moisture is going to be about soil temperature is going to be 25%, soil moisture is going to be 20% all this week. It's going to be a stable week, no heat wave, nothing else in week two. On Thursday, a few clouds, 47% soil moisture, humidity, soil moisture is 47% humidity, soil moisture 18%, soil temperature 25 degrees. On Friday, a few clouds, temperatures all within the range of 30 degrees, humidity 47%, soil moisture 17%, soil temperature 25 degrees. On Saturday, Sunday, again, there's a event taking place, another trough line moving across. Most likely, we might get Saturday, the 18th, rain, and then 5 millimeters, soil moisture 18%, soil temperature 26. On Sunday, rain again, maximum temperature 33 degrees, 10 millimeters possible, soil moisture 21%, soil temperature 25 degrees. This is for Gloucester. Looking for Hunter Valley, week one, looking at scattered severe thunderstorms activity, rain increasing, severe thunderstorms developing, maximum temperature about 29 degrees. And then humidity 62%, about 8 millimeters of rain possible, soil moisture 20%, soil temperature 26 degrees. On Wednesday, rain, maximum temperature roughly about 28 degrees. There's a chance of thunderstorms activity again with this rain. Humidity 57%, 6 millimeters possible rain. Soil moisture 21%, soil temperature 24 degrees. On Thursday, it's going to be partly cloudy. Maximum temperature 34 degrees. Relative humidity 33%, soil moisture 21%, soil temperature 25 degrees. On Friday, this is where heat wave starts. Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Friday, hot. Maximum temperature 42. Humidity dropping to 18%. On Saturday, very hot, 44 degrees. And humidity dropping to 15%. Soil moisture 18%, soil temperature 30. On Sunday, it's going to be hot again. And possible some showers, little bit showers, maximum temperature 42. On Monday, I'm expecting showers increasing again, maximum temperature 29. There's a possibility of showers developing again on Monday because of weather patterns still become unstable. Week two, looking at from 24th of, from 14th of February, a few clouds, maximum temperature 28. Humidity 48%, soil moisture 15%, soil temperature 22 degrees. On Wednesday, a few clouds, maximum 31, humidity 56, soil moisture 14%, soil temperature 24 degrees. On Thursday, a few clouds, maximum 32, and then same thing, soil moisture, soil temperature is not going to change. 14 soil moisture, 25 degrees temperatures. On Friday, a few clouds, 33 degrees maximum temperature. On Saturday, Sunday, I'm expecting another weather events taking place. Scattered thunderstorms, chance of 6 millimeters of showers at the Hunter Valley, especially Pocolban or Wine District, and rain, maximum on Sunday rain, maximum 33 degrees, about 10 millimeters. So it seems that week two is going to be stable with no heat wave, nothing conditions. All week is going to be all right. By the end of the week, Saturday, Sunday is going to be coming some showery conditions. Otherwise, it's going to be a very stable week. But week one, from Friday, Saturday, Sunday, conditions are going to be very hot, very, very extreme temperatures and heat wave conditions. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much again, Martin, for this excellent weather analysis. And for more information, go to bucketsradio.com.au/weather for the full podcast.